So anxiety would not be looking like, oh, that's alcohol. It could be looked as alcoholism. It certainly would fit in the category of the blanket of alcoholism, which is unlimited. But I have to realize I got more problems other than alcohol, and then all the courage that I can muster isn't going to treat it, isn't going to change it. This is where outside help, this is where human beings come in. But I have to recognize, okay, what is that that would cause me to flip like that? Because it isn't really what's happening. It has to do with what's happened in my life that I'm completely unaware of, that's been happening as triggers that send me into spin-out land. So I never recognized that the minute my mental or emotional independence is in question, would I collectively go through my consciousness and say, okay, I'm victimized by remorse. I have bitterness about what happened yesterday. I'm worried about all the bridges of safety that all of my actions have burned behind me. And then, of course, I got a terrible family situation that's just ripping me to pieces. I don't do that when I'm like getting that anxiety and flipping out on someone. I'm just like, you know, what the hell's going on? Or I'm just sitting there not saying a thing, and I'm in knots. And that's called the juggernaut of self-will. And so when I'm there, it doesn't give me that list of that arsenal of these descriptions they're telling me. So when I read this, I realize they're talking to my subconscious. They're telling me what's happening inside me, whether I want to know it or not. As I embrace that, I start to recognize, oh, okay, so if all of a sudden someone did something, gave me a funny look, that reminded me of something that happened long ago, all these feelings would come up. What if I'm dealing with all of a sudden all the dirty looks I've gotten? What if I'm dealing with all of a sudden how I responded to those dirty looks of either an avengeful way, revengeful way, isolated way, I descended or I got aggravated and I went after someone, and all that's coming up at one time. And that's what alcoholism is. It can take a lifetime of moments and catapult them into one moment. And that's why we get the way we get. That is a disease of the mind. That is a disease that has no boundaries, that has no will, no idea of measurement. It just is on or it's off.